Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is always such a joy to know that we can come to you day by day and learn about you and your Son Jesus and your ways through your Word, the Bible. I pray today, Lord, as we open this new book of study for us, the book of Galatians, that you will open our hearts and minds, our ears and our eyes to those things that you'd want us to receive. And by your Holy Spirit, O Lord, would you teach us and guide us into all truth and then empower us to live according to that truth that we learn. We bless you. We thank you again for your word and thank you for Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Not of Men, but by Jesus Christ. And it's taken from the book of Galatians, chapter 1 and verse 1. Shall we open our Bibles to the book of Galatians, chapter 1? As we turn our attention now to the New Testament, after having been in the book of Esther for a while, we begin our study with the verse, which is verse 1, where we read, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Our first word, Paul, directs our attention toward the author of this wonderful book. Paul, who used to be Saul of Tarsus, is now an apostle of Jesus Christ. Paul said in his own words in the book of Philippians, in chapter 3 and verses 4 through 7, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinks that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me? Those I counted loss for Christ. This converted man, Paul, is now an authority on the grace of Jesus Christ, not only because he knows it is available to all who will believe, but because he has experienced the grace of God himself. He is an apostle, which means one set apart for the ministry of Jesus Christ. His primary focus was upon the Gentiles, because when he went to the Jewish people to share the grace of Jesus, he was often rejected. As we dive into this book, may we keep in mind the one who wrote it. Galatia was a territory that is primarily Turkey today. Paul was responsible for starting several churches in the area of Galatia, and although he shared the gospel of Jesus Christ there, afterwards some came in and perverted the good news that he shared. Those called Judaizers were ones who said basically, yes, believing in Jesus is good, but you must also keep the law. They promoted the idea that a person had to keep the laws of God in order to have a relationship with him. This was man's problem then as it is today. We do not keep the law of God, nor did they, and try as much as they'd like to promote the way of keeping the law only kept people in despair. Paul addresses this problem throughout this book. The difficulty for Paul was that people questioned his authority. They would ask, who are you, and what gives you the right to teach us about God? The idea of apostolic succession was held as the only true way that a person could have authority to speak on the oracles of God. This meant that a person must be ordained by men who were already established teachers of the law. And those who were deemed worthy by these men would have hands laid upon them as a symbol of the passing of authority to share about God. Although Paul was a Pharisee at one time, he was now rejected by the Jewish religious community since he was now speaking with authority on the behalf of God, and many wondered about his credentials. Paul establishes right away that his authority was not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. The authority of man mattered little to Paul. His right to speak on the subject of the gospel of grace came directly from Jesus Christ and God the Father. The power within God the Father to raise Jesus from the dead is the same power and authority that ordained Paul the Apostle, who was called out of due season. And he declares to us, as he did with the people of Galatia, that he is the one God chose, who chose to share the truth of the gospel with all of mankind. Although some trust in the ordination of man, Paul placed his trust in the authority of God the Father and his Son Jesus Christ. It is from this basis that we will study and see the intention God has for man. And oh, what fellowship is to be gained with God as we study Paul's words. Next time we will look further into the words of our authority, Paul. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word, in Jesus' name.